Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Gaishke Uruwaza Eigo. I am here on Zoom today. We are still in Jishuku Modo, and my co-host, Ishii Terumi, is on my computer screen.
Dabo.
Hello, Ishii, Terumi. Terumi, how are you?
Hello, BJ. Hello, 皆さんお元気ですか? どうも、Ishii Terumi です。今週も始まりました、Gaishke Uruwaza Eigo。よろしくお願いいたします。
How's it going, Terumi?
Very good.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Great.
Great.
I'm in my summer shirt today. Anyone watching on YouTube can see BJ Fox in full summer mode.
Are you in Hawaii or Okinawa or places like that?
I am in a tiny little room in an apartment in Meguro.
Meguro のアパートにいるということでしたけどもね。Yeah, looks good on you.
Well, thank you very much. You're looking lovely as well.
Thank you.
Okay. Terumi, we've got another Gaishke Uruwaza interview today.
Wow! Interview! 久しぶり! Okay, so who are we going to interview today?
Well, I think a lot of our listeners either work in non-domestic companies or want to work in an international company in the future in order to use their English, right?
Yeah, of course. We get a lot of messages, actually, from those kind of people. Yeah.
And what is, Terumi...the first step to working in an international company?
First step? Maybe the person has to like English or like interest in a podcast or like listening to our podcast.
Well, that is a very important step. If you want to work in an international company, please listen to our podcast. But after that, what's after that? What's the next step?
なんだろう? Good education とか?
That's studying important hard. To...
Enthusiasm.
Okay, so you're going too basic, Terumi.
What's
the next step? What's the next step? What's the next step?
そういうんじゃなくてもっと practical なことね。Okay!、Applying for the job. Like writing your resume.
Yes. Writing your resume, writing your CV, and applying for that job.
Okay, and maybe you have to take the interview after that.
You do,、yeah.And, you know, interviews are such an important part. How you take them is practice. And because of that, and because I think they're so important, we've invited to our show Mikiko Suzuki, Miki, who's a Gaishike expert.
Wow.
Yeah.
Suzuki Mikako-san. Miki-san というあだ名?あだ名というか Miki-san というニックネームで活動してらっしゃいますけれども、鈴木美香子さんが本日のインタビューゲスト。
Yeah.
Wow.
She has got an incredible background. Incredible background.、Mm-hmm. She's a former HR staff member at GE, former HR director at DHL Japan, two amazing Gaishike companies, and is currently a global talent producer.
Global talent producer. Wow.
I have no idea what that means. No idea what that means.
No idea what that means. そんなこと言っちゃって失礼じゃない?大丈夫?いやだけど。
We'll ask her, we'll ask her.
そうだね。これから聞けばいいもんね。インタビューできるんだもんね。いやでもさ、本当にそんな、もう一流の外資系企業でずっと人事とかで働いてらした方に、具体的にそういった話を聞けるなんてめちゃくちゃ貴重じゃない?
And also, she recently wrote a book. I'll read this in Japanese. 英文履歴書の書き方、英語面接の受け方。So that's how I found her. I saw that book. I thought, okay, this is someone I definitely want to A, get onto our podcast and B, introduce to our listeners.
最近、英文履歴書の書き方、英語面接の受け方という著書まで出されたということで、BJ はそれで、あ、この方にインタビューしたいって思ったということで、そんな豪華なゲスト、鈴木美香子さんを本日はお招きして、いろいろ気になることをインタビューしていきましょう。
So let's find out some Uruwaza about CVs.And interviews. Oh, and by the way, here's the first Uruwaza. In English, in American English, 履歴書 is resume.
Resume. That's French, isn't it? Originally.
French. It must be French.
Reju. How do you pronounce it?
Resume.
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't say resume.
You say CV, right?
CV. And that is an acronym.
頭文字。
And it's short for, what is it short for, Terumi? CV.
私これね、書いてたもん学生の時、curriculum vitae. でも多分このね、発音は違うと思う。I don't know what vitae is. What does
I think it's pronounced curriculum vitae.
Vitae って読むんだ。ビアテでもないし、vitae か。Curriculum vitae. What's vitae? Vitae. It's like a, sounds Latin or something.
So it is Latin. So curriculum is, you know, means work.
Uh-huh.
You know, like you might know that from, you know, school.
そうね。
Vitae means life.
あ、ライフなんだ。
Yeah. Do you know like Viva la España, Viva la France?
Viva la vida.
Viva, living the vida loca. Vida loca. You know that song by Ricky Martin. You must know that song.
Living a vida loca.
Okay. Are you ready to hear from Miki-san?
Yes, sure. I'm so excited.
Miki!Welcome to Gaishike Urawaza Eigo Podcast.
Hi! Thank you for having me! Terumi-san!
Konnichiwa! お忙しいところ本日はありがとうございます。
とっても楽しみにしていました。ありがとうございます。
嬉しい。
なんかオープニング聞いててもワクワクしちゃった。
すいません、もうごちゃごちゃしちゃって私たち。ね、BJ ね。
I know, I can't believe I said what, I don't know what global talent producer meant.
そうよ、すいません、しょっぱなからすごい失礼な。
いいの。
あんなこと言っちゃって。
全然大丈夫。
もうミキーさん帰っちゃったらどうしようかと思っちゃったじゃん、BJ。But she's here for us. Thank you so much.
Well, actually, so to explain, Terumi, Miki, I reached out to Miki-san a while ago about coming onto the podcast.And so we've been talking for a while. So I feel like we're quite good friends now. We were going to meet in person, but then Corona.
Oh, so you haven't met in person yet?
No.
Ah, そっかそっか。
So ideally, we wanted to record this in a room like we have in the past. But in the end, who knows when we're going to meet again and record. So we thought maybe let's just do it on Zoom.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, Zoom でインタビューするのは、そのエクスパートインタビューするのは初めてだよね。
Yeah, first time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
そうなんです。
Okay, well, actually, that's a good point to start with, Miki. Because, you know, we brought up some of your background in the opening. I mentioned the words global talent producer. I also see you run a global Jinzai Juku. Please tell me, tell our listeners, what on earth is that?
いや、言い方一体全体何なんですかそれみたいな。まあでも、でも確かにね、I'm curious also, so please let us know.
Okay,、I'm running Global 人材塾。How can、okay. I translate that into English? Maybe Global Talent Development School? Such a long phrase.
Global Talent Development School, a GDTS.
Oh, that's great acronym.
GDTS. すごい、Sustainable Goals みたいなね。SDGs みたいな感じですよね。
Okay.
GDTS.
So okay. What do you do in a Global Jinzai Juku?
Okay. The purpose of running Global Jinzai Juku is to develop Japanese who can conduct business with non-Japanese on an equal footing in English. That's the bottom line.
I think...Well, and I think that's very important. I think that the words you use there, equal footing, are very important. It's something that we're trying to do in this podcast as well, is give people, yes, they've got good English, yes, they've got a great job, but then how do you get onto that equal footing?
Well, there are several business skills as well as mindsetting they need to have. One is how to leverage diversity.And second, it's logical thinking. As English is a very logical language, they need to be logical. And third is assertiveness, to be able to speak their opinions in public. That's important. And fourth, making presentations in English. That's a must.
Okay. Can I take a step back?
Can I take a
step back and just ask Miki-san, like, what is your own personal background in terms of learning English? You're not a kikokushijo, you're not a returnee, are you? No. So how did you get interested in English?
ニューヨークで生まれたんですけれど、1歳の可愛い赤ちゃんの時に帰ってきてしまい、そして、教育は全部日本で受けたので、 あの、大学の時たまたまドイツに行く機会があって、その時に自分だけが英語を喋れなくて、もうギャーってなっちゃって。で、そこから英語を勉強しました。で、あの、GE ジャパンに入って、で、毎日自分ではあの、英語で喋って仕事してたんですが、25歳の時にニューヨークに初めて出張に、あの、行ったらまたギャーってなっちゃって、あの、ニューヨークとかボストンの人とっても、話が早いですよね。早口で、
うん、
聞き取れなくてもホテルで泣いたりとかいうことがあって、うん、またもうちょっと頑張ったっていう感じですね。なので、うん、
So your life started in New York, and then your English life also restarted in New York.
True. New York is a special place for me.
本当だ、ミッキーさん全部ニューヨークから始まってるんだ。
ちょっとかっこいい。
うん、かっこいいかっこいい。それでも英語でやってる会議、その外国人ばっかの英語母国語としてる人ばっかりの会議に入って一言も喋れないって、もうこれすごいあるあるだと思うんですけど、でもそれをもう乗り越えたっていうことですよね。どうやって、 How did you overcome?
Well, once I was doing Asia Pacific role based in Tokyo, which was very exciting job, but I needed to listen to so many English with different accents.And people can be very assertive even when I am still speaking, somebody cuts in. And I'm not an MC anymore. So I gained assertiveness by necessity.
もう必要に迫られて、assertiveness をもう身につけたということですね。もう、そうですよね。あの、外国とかもアジアの方でも国によってはもうガンガン、もうね、英語がね、ちょっと下手だろうとね、もうガンガン入ってくるし、ガンガン言いたいこと言うっていうのは、もうあれ見ると、もう、ガンガンいかないと負けちゃうなっていうのは、確かに身をもって感じますよね。
So, Mickey, you studied hard, learned not just English, but also the mindset that you need to operate successfully in a foreign company, in a gaishike. And now you're using that in different ways to help other people, I guess.
True.
And you've, yeah, I can see it behind you on the video. You've written a book. You've written a book about how to write a CV in English and how to do interviews in English. Lovely, lovely.
Lovely.
I will remind Mickey-san that this is a podcast and people can't see.
And maybe they're watching on YouTube, だから大丈夫ですよ。
But I think a lot of listeners will be interested in this.What is the difference? Can you summarize the differences between an English CV, an English resume, and a Japanese rirekusho?
Okay. There are two major differences between Japanese rirekusho and English resume. Since I was working for American companies, it is hard for me to say CV.
Okay.
So I will say resume.
Resume, okay.
The first one is the order of work history.
Okay.
With Japanese rirekusho, I will start with my first employer, which is GE, and move on to the second one, that's Morgan Stanley. Okay. And at the end of the work history, my current company's name will be there.
Mm-hmm. 日本の履歴書の場合は、まずは最初に働いていた会社、ミキさんの場合だと GE から始まって、で、最後に一番下に今働いているお仕事が書かれると。そういった時系列になりますよね。
そうですね。はい。
I absolutely agree. We always write our latest, our biggest achievement, usually the latest one, at first. Okay, so what was the second biggest difference?
So totally different order.
Yeah.
で、英語のレジュメの場合は、今のお仕事から、こうどんどん遡って、こう、あの、なんだ、時系列遡って、まあ最初のキャリアっていう風な順番だと思うんですけど、でもこれって、なんか、what does this, なんか imply? なんて言うんだろう、何をこれ象徴してるか、どういった違いなんでしょうね。なんでこういう順番が違うんでしょうね、英語と日本語じゃ。
Very good question, Terumi-san. Thank you. I guess the reason why is interviewers working for foreign capital companies would like to know the latest 10 years.
Mm.
20 years ago, I may be working for GE. So what?
Yeah.
The recent career history is the most important thing.
そうか、もう20年前のキャリア、まあ、例えば、ミキさんの場合は GE だけれども、もうそれはもう、もう今関係ないと。やっぱりもう直近の10年っていう最新のものが大事だから、そっちを重視する、まあ、海外でのレジュメ CV だったりすると、やっぱり直近のものから書いていくという、そういった傾向があるんですね。
はい。
Which makes perfect sense to me. Imagine you're like a manager level, director level, going for a director job.They don't need to know you were a coordinator 20 years ago.
そうね。
And it, so it makes perfect sense to me.
Do you think there's like, you know, in English, the verb usually comes earlier, and in Japanese, the verb comes at the end?
なるほどね。あ、結論が最初に来るみたいな。そうね、結論が先を伸ばしされるもんね、日本語って。
そうかもしれない。面白い。
面白い。
Thank you, Ruben.
Interesting, interesting.
Yeah, very interesting.
Or, okay, here's another idea, here's another theory. Okay. Is it because in Japan, there's a big focus on universities, you know, which university you went to? You know, they're looking at that, whereas in the West, I feel, when you get to a certain level, no one cares which university you went to.
ああ、日本では、あのね、最終学歴、どこの大学出たかっていうのは、結構もう卒業して何年経っても、結構みんな気にしますけども、BJ の周りとかだと別に、もうある程度のところまで仕事で行けば、もうどの大学出たかなんても関係なくなると。もうそれも私そういうのもあると思いますね。
うん。面白いですね。分析が面白い、二人とも。
ありがとうございます。やっぱりミキーさん、あの、やっぱ海外だとどこの大学出たかなんていうのはもう全然関係なくなってきますか？転職市場なんかでは。
そうですね。After 10 years, which university you graduated from doesn't matter anymore.
ああ、やっぱもう10年経つと、もうそんなね、どこの大学出たかっていうよりも、もう直近のあなたのアチーフメントは何なのかっていった、そういったことの方がよりフォーカスされるということですね。
Mickey, what was the second difference?
Second difference is with English resume, people use excellent, highly advanced a lot. It's a record of achievements, and resume is a great place to appeal to potential employer. So they will try to not gross up exactly, but try to make their achievements the best.
英語の履歴書だと自分でエクセレントとか書いちゃうんですか？
そうです。
なんかね、私もフランス人の友達が、私はこういうところに就職して、It's a very prestigious institution みたいなことを自分で言ってて、全然その仲いいお友達が、でもなかなか日本人って言わないじゃないですか。
そうですね。
私、マッキンゼっていうすごい有名な超prestigious組織で働いてたのとか言って、絶対自分じゃ言わないじゃないですか。でも外国の人って普通に言うんですけど、やっぱあれ言ってった方がいいんですかね。
そうですね。
そうなんですね。
When we were discussing what to talk about, and I asked this question, for me, that is the biggest difference. When I see a Japanese rirekisho, and it just like, I was in this company from this year to this year, I was in this company, I'm like, no, you need to tell me what you did in that company. You need to, maybe not saying I was in a prestigious company, but you need to talk about your achievements. You know, you're not just the manager of 10 people. You know, you managed 10 people and you grew sales volume by 200%.You know, you really have to use the CV, the resume, as an opportunity to sell yourself.
Very true.
Excellent. Okay, so the two main differences, and I totally agree, is one is the order. That's a format difference. But then also the second difference is more, and is what is the purpose of the CV, the rirekisho? The purpose in a Japanese sense is to tell people where you were, whereas in English...The purpose is to sell yourself as hard as possible.
うんうんうんうん。日本だと、まあ、自分はなんか20人の D ディパートメントのマネージャーをやってましたとか、そういった言い方をするけれども、まあ、特にその、じゃあそこで何をしたか、その結果売上をどれくらい伸ばしたかとか、まあ、新たな顧客をどれくらいゲットしたかとか、そういったアチーブメントにフォーカスした書き方をする。けれども、さっきミキさんがおっしゃった、その、エクセレントとか、I did, なんか、スプーブとか、なんか、そういったセンテンス、ワードってのは、どういった文脈で差し込んでくるんですかね。
アンダーストレングスのところですかね。
ああ、アンダーストレングス、強みのところですか、自分の強み。
エクセレントネゴシエーションスキルズとか、Advanced communication skills とか。
自分のことを。I have advanced negotiation skills とか。
そう。
それってどうやってジャッジするんですか？もういいんですか？主観でいいんですか？
うん、ですね。はい。
そっか、もうアピールの場だから。
まあ、いいんです
よね。いいんですよね。私はそう思うっていうことで、自己主張していけば、どんどんしていけばいいんですね。Assertiveness ですもんね、大事なのはね。うわ、これね、BJ、これは多分ね、一番日本人が苦手。もう私なんかもう、とてもじゃないけれどね、やっぱ自分で書けないもんね。でも書いていかなきゃいけないんだ。
うん。
いけないんですね、ミッキーさんね。
そうですね。Assertiveness matters なんで。
Assertiveness matters.
Okay, well, that's a great urawaza for CVs, for resumes. Can we talk about some urawazas for interviews? Actually,Miki, I'm going to tell you one of my urawazas, and I would like your opinion.
Okay. はい、今まではね、履歴書の裏技とか、履歴書のチップスをお伝えしましたけれども、今度はインタビュー、ジョブインタビュー、面接の裏技ということで、ちょっと BJ から一つ裏技を、
okay.
はい、紹介してもらいます。
So my view on interviews is, you should interview often. Even if you're happy in your current job, take interviews regularly, at least once a year, for practice.
そう、BJ これ、そう、前も言ってましたけれども、まあ今の仕事に満足していて転職するつもりがなかったとしても外部の、まあジョブハンターとかとインタビューをしてみて、あと自分、練習にもなりますし、これ自分の市場価値がどれくらいかっていうのを常に確認するためにも、少なくとも年に1回はそういった外部との人とのジョブインタビューを受けた方がいいっていうのが、これが BJ のオピニオンなんですが、ミッキーさんいかがでしょう？
Okay, I may put all the people into two categories of candidates.
Okay.
The first one is relatively young
okay.
and inexperienced candidates, like they are in their 20s or yep. 30s.
Okay.
They haven't taken job interviews in English so much. Yep. So it would be good for them to talk to headhunters and also go through interview process.
Yeah.
As practice.
なるほど。2、30代のまだ若くてそんなに英語でのインタビュー経験がない人とかには、まあ、practice の練習としてって言っちゃっていいのかな、練習として受けるのはいいでしょうと。Okay.
The second category of people are more experienced candidates. I have quite a few, friends who are already at director level.They don't plan to change their jobs, but still talking to headhunters at least once a year. The reason why for them, to see headhunter is to check their value at labor market.
Check their value.
Check their value in labor market.、Okay.ミッキーさんのもうディレクターレベルのお友達で今の仕事か転職するつもりないようなエクスペリエンスな人たちでも年に1回はヘッドハンターに会うとその目的っていうのはまるこの市場での中の自分の価値を確かめる。これあれじゃない、既婚者がこう若い女の子とデートしてみるみたいなやつTo make sure if you're still モテるかどうかみたいな。ちょっと似てませんか、ミッキーさん。
似てますね、そう言われれば。
もう嫌なんですけど、ああいう既婚者のなんか変なおっさん。
Just makes you feel, it just makes you feel good, telling me every now and again. Have a nice little dinner, have a nice chat.Come away and you're like, yep, I've still got it. Still got it.
そうそうそう、まだいけるな、俺みたいな。ちょっと待ってくださいよ。それは、is that important, even like in the labor market? まだそれ、なんかお仕事の、そういう市場でも、そういったこう自分の価値を確認するってのは、makes you feel good のためにいいんですか？それともなんか、
to prepare for the next step, maybe.
なるほどなるほど。Prepare for the next step.
For the future.
まあまあ未来を見据えて何があるかわからないので、常にこう自分の価値の確認というかね、そういうのは大事だということですね。
But I think a lot of our listeners are probably in the first category. Young students, 20s, 30s, looking for the next step. And I think the reason I think practice is important is because you never know when that dream opportunity will come. You don't want that dream opportunity to come and it be your first interview in 2 years and you don't know how to communicate, how to say your achievements in an impactful way.
このポッドキャストのリスナーさんにはね、先ほどミッキーさんおっしゃったカテゴリーの、前者の年に30代、まあこれから外資系で働きたいというような方が多いかもしれないですけれども、皆さんのこのドリームオプチュニティ、そのドリームジョブのチャンスがいつ来るかわからない。で、急に舞い込んだ時に、あ、英語で面接するのがやったことないよとか、2年ぶりだとか言って、そういった状況になってしまうと、やっぱりチャンスをミスミス逃してしまうことになるので、you always have to be prepared、
yeah.
まあ。準備をしている人のところにチャンスがやってくるとも言うぐらいなので、まあ、いつそういったチャンスが来ても、逃さないように、そういったレベルアップというか、自分をいつもフレッシュな状態にして準備しておくっていうのが大事だってことね。
Yeah. Okay, Miki san, we like、yes. to teach our listeners a good phrase and urawaza.Do you have a good phrase in English that you think all our listeners should know for interviews?
Okay, there is one. What are the next steps in interview process? Or more simply, what are the next steps?
So, what are the next steps in the interview process? Or, and I agree, you can't just ask, what are the next steps? What are the next steps?You know, there is a kind of philosophy, there is a thinking behind it, isn't there?
The phrase is very simple, but it is easy to find how the interview went, actually.
So do you use this phrase at the end of the interview?
That's true, Terumi-san.
面接の最後に、まあ、例えば何か質問ありますかなんて聞かれたときに、次のプロセスは何でしょう、次の、ね、ネクストステップは何でしょうって聞くことで、その日のインタビューがどうだったかっていうのを、実はチェックできることも含まれると。Mm. Very interesting. How does it work?
Well, if your interview went very well, you are a superb candidate for the company,The interviewer will explain the process or the next steps without waiting for you to ask the question because they are eager to talk to you again.
Okay. じゃあその面接すごいうまくいってたら別にこの質問をしないうちにしないまでももう次のステップはこうなりますっていうのをなんとなく面接官の方から喋り始めると。Wow!
And secondly,If the interview went, well, reasonably good, you are a reasonably good candidate, the interviewer will explain the next steps naturally.
インタビューが、まあ、まあまあ OK だったという時だったら、インタビュアーの人は、まあ、次のステップを naturally に話し始めるという。なるほど。それ、そっかそっか。なるほど。それで、今日の手応えっていうのがチェックできるんですね。Okay, so what if the interview went poorly? だからあんま良くなかった場合は
If the interview didn't go well at all, there will be a slight moment of hesitation or a tiny silence at the interviewer's side, so you will know how the interview went.
なるほどね。ちょっとインタビューダメだったなっていう時は、この質問した時には変な空気が流れると。
変な間が。ほんのちょっとだけどね。はい。
あ、ほんのちょっとなんですね。
でもわかると思います。
わかりますかね。あ、次のステップないかなっていうのがなんとなくわかるような、そういった間があるんですね。
So, like, what is the next, what are the next steps? And then the interviewer goes,Okay, maybe, yeah.
Yes, that's too obvious. まあまあまあ、まあ、それだとわかりやすいけどね。そういう感じのがあるんですね、ミッキーさん。
そうなんですよ。
So, just to repeat, the phrase is, what are the next steps in the interview process? Or, what are the next steps? And this is a good way to check the temperature of the interview or the interviewer.
はい、ということで、ミッキーさんがご紹介してくれました裏技は、What are the next steps in the interview process? もしくは、What are the next steps? もうこれで面接官の温度が測れるという裏技でございます。
I would say, yeah, learn this phrase, and when you ask it, take that opportunity to just quickly evaluate whether or not the interview went well.、
ね、この質問をすることで、あの、自分の面接の振り返りができてしまうということですね。I think you can use this even in Japanese. なんか、この、
そうですね、
あの、日本の会社でも、の日本語の面接でもこれって使えますよね。
そうですね。
Mickey, can I ask you another question?
Sure.
So obviously, at the end of nearly every interview, the interviewer will say, do you have any questions? And that's a good opportunity to ask this question. But do you think this should be your only question?
No.
You should have another question, at least one other question to ask, I feel.
9 questions in my second book.
すごい!ご著書の中に9個の質問がしたためられているということで、気になるわ。気になるわ。英文履歴書の書き方。
And I am thinking, what were they?
thinking, what were they?
ミキーさん自身が9個なんだっけっていう状態だったよ。お茶目なこと言ってらっしゃいますけれども。
Well, actually,
英語面接の受け方に書いてあるんだ。
Yeah, that's,、はい、that's a great moment. To ask you a final question for this interview. This interview. Not...Do you have any other questions? But do you have anything you would like to talk about? Maybe tell us a little bit about the book, Miki-san?
Well, candidate is, I would say, gift.
Yeah.
Gift?
In a white box, white plain box.
Okay.
And wow. How to make it prettier by wrapping paper and also putting a ribbon is the resume writing.It makes a big difference how you write an English resume. Mm. So that's my motivation, to help them to make them look better as a candidate.
すごい素敵な表現ですね。キャンディデート、まあ、面接受けに来る皆さん、すごいギフトだと。だけども白い箱で、まあ、だけど、なんでしょうね、あの、プレゼントでも、まあ、例えばお菓子とかで何でもそうだと思うんですけれども、中身が良くても、やっぱりデコレーションとかラッピングとかで人が受ける印象って全然変わってくると。で、そこの部分のお手伝いをしてくれる本ということですよね。
And what's the title of the book one more time?
英文履歴書の書き方、英語面接の受け方です。
And it's on sale now, and I'm guessing Amazon is the best place.
Go to Amazon.
ね、気になりますね。履歴書の書き方も面接の受け方も両方一冊に入っているということで、すごくお得ですよね。
はい、そうですね。はい。
はあ、じゃあもう外資系企業で働いてみたいなとか、自分でも大丈夫かなとか、最初緊張しちゃうななんていう方は、もうぜひミッキーさんのこの本を手に取って一読すれば、だいぶ自信もついて。アセルティブネスも持って臨めるんじゃないでしょうか。
そう願います。ありがとうございました。
いや、私の時代にもあればな。ね、I wish I had the book when I was working at those kind of companies. ね、本当に。
Miki さん、thank you so much for coming on and teaching us your uruwaza, teaching us the differences between English and Japanese CVs, resumes, and talking about interviews. It's been an absolute pleasure.
BJ, Terumi-san, Ruben, thank you so much for having me. That was fun.
It was fun. Come again. Oh, and also we should say, if you want to hear more from Miki-san, go to www.daijob.com, where you have a regular column、on working in the skills you need to work in a foreign company.、and you've got your own website as well.
Yes.
Which is?
atglobe.jp.
atglobe.jp. So if you want to find out more about what Miki-san, or maybe easier to Google, Suzuki Mikako-san, go to that homepage and find out more. Thank you very much, and we will speak to you very soon.
Bye!
Terumi, how fun was that? That was great!
が楽しかったし、なんかこういう話聞いてると、なんか外資系のジョブインタビューとか、ちょっと自分もチャレンジしたくなっちゃうよね。なんか、it makes me feel like I want to try.
Yeah, your next step.
Try again. Your next step.
You want to check your value.
そうそうそう、check my value してみたい。でも、ギリ30代だからさ、いけるかな？どうかね？わかんないけど。
Are you looking for a new job? Okay. Well, actually, do you know what I was thinking about when Miki-san was talking about, you know, what are the next steps for our listeners? How about you go on to, this is another sponsor, how about you go on to Cambly, www.cambly.com, and check your value and practice. You know, we talked about going on to a, you know, headhunter, practicing that skill of giving an interview. You can do it online as well. You know, just talking through your CV, talking through your background to another English native speaker is great practice.
オンライン英会話アプリの Cambly でネイティブの先生と、まあ、実際に自分の CV、レジュメなんかをシェアしながら、ジョブインタビューを想定していろいろ話してみるのだけでもすごい練習になるので、ぜひぜひやってみてほしいなと思います。
Yeah. And if you do do that, please input the code URAWAZA for a free 15 minutes.
裏技漢字2文字でコードを入力すると無料で15分のレッスンが受けられますのでぜひトライしてみてください。
And on that note, we'd just like to say thank you once again to our guest, Suzuki Mikako-san, for coming on and sharing her extensive background, extensive knowledge with us today.
ね、鈴木美香子さん、お忙しいところ、そして貴重なお話を、ね、シェアしてくださって本当にどうもありがとうございました。
And we will see you all againNext week for another episode of 外資系裏技英語。
リスナーの皆さんとはまた来週お会いしましょう。どうもありがとうございました。バイバイ。
バイ。
裏技英語。Business English is so hard. 裏技英語。I need a little waza.
Thank you very much for listening. Please subscribe to the podcast and give us 5 stars and give us a review. It really helps us. Our stretch goal is to have 50 reviews.
そして外資系裏技英語は全エピソードを YouTube にアップしています。最近の動画では Zoom 越しでの2人の映像やアニメーションも織り交ぜていますので、ぜひ YouTube のチャンネル登録をお願いします。
Finally, please follow us on Twitter and Instagram at 裏技英語。
ポッドキャスト気に入っていただけたら、ぜひ職場の仲間やお友達に広めていただけると嬉しいです。もしくは外資系裏技英語オフィシャル LINE スタンプを送ってみるのもいいかもしれません。外資系裏技英語 LINE スタンプは LINE のスタンプショップで購入できます。